Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
at an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hey, everybody. Chuck Bonnell, Julie Hayden, Chuck and Julie Show, Truth Straight Up, brought to you by our great friends at
ColoradoCitizenPress.com, Colorado's conservative voice, a great website, one we check every day, suggests that you do the same, as well as Synergenics. We'll talk about that in the half hour.
That's right. So, little skinny self.
That's right. Your little skinny self will talk about it. Okay, so this I just saw on Twitter. Brian Junedep, we had him on our show Friday. He said he had a column coming out saying that he thought that the COVID numbers, the rise in cases, which is not really a rise in cases, it's just a rise in positive tests, many of which, most of which, according to the New York Times, are false, but at any rate, are going up, skyrocketing. And he says voter suppression is what it's going to be. Okay, guess what? Two tweets earlier today, one from Jenna Griswold, Secretary of State, reminding folks that this is one of the last days you can mail your ballot in. City and County of Denver, oh no, Denver's COVID situation looking bad, really bad.
Good. Don't vote in Denver. No voting in Denver.
They could force us into another stay-at-home order.
Absolutely.
Oh, so if you didn't get your ballot mailed, you might have stay at home. Give me a break.
For Denver, stay at home.
Everybody in Denver,
Boulder, same thing. Same thing.
I mean, absolutely right. This panic porn, the cases are rising. Well, technically they're not cases. According to the CDC, just a case is somebody who tests positive and has symptoms. Mm-hmm. Everything else is just a positive test, and it's a test of what? Whether you had a cold in kindergarten. I mean, again, even the New York Times says roughly 90% of the positive tests are questionable as to whether it's legit or not.
Scam time.
Nobody's dying. Nobody's going to the hospital.
Well,
No, more than ever. Right. It's, and in fact, the people who are going to the hospital are getting out quicker. It's a lot like Donald Trump. So 8 days before the election, just be prepared for it. I promise you, they're going to try to push a lockdown here in Adams County. They did. Rev is back home from school again with full remote learning. That didn't work yet again. No fault of the teacher. It's a joke. It's just a joke. They don't care who they hurt.
Tri-County Health, the world's worst health
department
in Colorado, maybe the nation, next to New York or something.
But hey, a lot of talk about today. I want to let you know we have open lines the whole show. 888-627-6008 if you want to call in. 888-627-6008. Want to get your pulse, not your pulse, but your sense of the pulse of the election. It's a week out. Joe Biden today did emerge from his basement, walked about apparently 20 feet or so into his, no, he went further than that. But after Donald Trump, first his campaign put a lid on it, essentially till the election, it sounded like.
He may be traveling to Georgia in a crate or something. I don't know.
It wasn't clear. Donald Trump made fun of him. So he came out. Some reporter tried to ask him about court packing. And he said, I think Barrett's being confirmed today. I think like you wouldn't know that. It's kind of a big day. And they go, oh, nothing to see here. And they hustle the reporter away. We'll talk about the atrocious, appalling 60 Minutes interview. We'll break that down. And then more information on Hunter Biden's laptop from hell. I mean, every time you turn around, there's something more damning.
It hasn't been verified, Julia.
It's not been verified. That's right. It hasn't been verified.
Unlike the Steele dossier, which is fully verified, and we on CBS can report that.
Of course, it's all been debunked now, but not even debunked. It's been proven to be true and manufactured
by
us.
That's okay, but that's how we do things.
I think our confidence has been well-deserved, shaken in like the Department of Justice. And in some of the police departments, the media institutions,
CIA,
I think, will never be the same again, nor should they be, given how terrible they've been.
Well, my guess is back in the 1830s, there started to be in New York some newspapers that tried not to be excessively biased. During the Federalist, Anti-Federalist period, they were all extremely biased. And so it started, and of course, New York Times came by in the 1850s. I think there's, and it's blown. I mean, you know, forget the
Well, they're part of the corporate elite. Yeah. They're part of the corporate global elite.
I think there's going to be a desire to have a news source that isn't just a joke. And it can't no longer, it can no longer be the Washington Post or the New York Times or any of the others.
Well, it's like I said, I saw a bumper sticker not that long ago that said, at least the war on the middle class is going well. Yeah, I mean, which is totally true. And the mainstream media is totally on board with trying to destroy the middle class. So we'll talk about that interview in a second. But first, kind of, Chuck, we were talking today, polls, you know, it's like, do you believe him now? Do you not believe him then? I do think we're starting to see what you had predicted as we get closer to the election. The polls that previously were just trying to sway us are now maybe coming more in line. I mean, things seem to show Trump trending. And as you always say, you're either on offense or the defense. And it seems to me the Biden campaign is constantly on the defense these days. And that's good.
Well, they're not, they're not even on the court.
Periodically.
they're just,
well, I think that the remaining silent on the defense is not working very well for them, which is why they dragged Joe out of the basement today.
Where am I? What am I going to do?
Right. Well, that was like Kamala Harris. Even she, I'm in Cleveland.
I'm Cleveland.
Yeah. I mean, I could see if you're a rock star or something, you know, and you're hitting a debate, but she's like, she's supposed to be the vice president. One would hope the vice president could keep in track of where she's going.
No. I mean, you know, we've seen Trump have a great debate. We've seen the Bidens be on the defensive, and really the polls have really changed very little. And I think that, that the polling outfits are saying we've got to keep up with our, you know, keep it within 4 or 5. And then we can say, oh, it's within the margin of error.
Within the margin of error. Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know. Trump is predicting a red sweep. I don't think that's going to happen.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I could tell you, I couldn't tell you what it's going to be because I don't trust the polls. I normally have at least a minimum trust in some of them. I don't trust him. I don't know what a sweep means. I mean, if he could take Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Texas, Georgia, you know, all the rest, and it would be a sweep. And are there some states where he could actually take where you didn't expect at all, a New Jersey or a Maryland or something like that, an Oregon? I don't see.
Yeah, I don't see Oregon. Yeah,
I don't see that. Well, Oregon is closer than you think. I mean, the western part of the state is very Republican. More populous eastern popular western.
Yeah, there's border. I mean, you know, it is clear.
I got that wrong. It's a more populous eastern, but less
Chuck,
populous.
Chuck wasn't feeling that well today.
Less populous eastern part of the state. It's Republican. The more populous western part of the state.
But I think when you look at all of the things that have been lined up against Trump, it is to me astonishing. And I think, you know, it is only a person with the personality of Trump, I think, who could have stood up to all of that. We're seeing with the Biden corruption scandal just how deep that whole money, consulting, family ties, pay to play kind of scheme. Like I said, you know, the Clintons at least had the decency to route all of their money through organization. Right. Yeah. The Bidens just took cash payouts. And I got to suspect they're not the only ones.
Non-payable loans.
Yeah. I mean,
that's pretty good.
It's kind of suspicious to me that Mitt Romney is always defending the Bidens. You know, Lindsey Graham. I mean, you know, I got my suspicion, you know, Dianne Feinstein, a lot of those people with the Chinese connections are
Coney Barrett goes to a vote at approximately 7:30 Eastern time.
So 5:30 our time.
Our time. Approximately nobody knows for sure because there are a lot of.
Well, the Democrats, I know they're going to pull the fire alarm. Or something like that.
Some nudie pictures of her or something.
No, that's Hunter Biden.
Oh, that's Hunter. Okay. So, you know, and apparently Justice Thomas said, I'll be right over.
He's going to swear her in.
Yep. I'll be right over there. Don't worry about the Chief Justice. He's busy.
Yeah.
He's very busy.
Oh, that's right. That'll be there. You can't find John Roberts.
So. Oh, John is not available right now. Oh, okay. And so Thomas said, I'm available. You know, we don't need the Chief Justice to swear anybody in. He's trying to go, can we have a few more days where I get to rule?
No. So, you know, I want to play some tape for you, though. I don't know if anybody saw. I didn't watch it all, just portions, because Chuck was watching it, of the 60 Minutes interview. Donald Trump, you just got to get the, he knows how to work things. He knew going into the 60 Minutes interview that it was going to be a screw job. And then when it turned out to be, he answered the questions, then he left, and he didn't storm out. He just said, their producer interrupted and said, hey, I think, you know, we need to take a break. And he said, okay, well, I think we've answered all the questions. I'm going to leave now. He is the president. It's not like he's not busy.
Let me tell you a little secret. When the lawyer says in deposition, we take a little break, that means they want their client to do A, B, and C, or the lawyer. So they're kind of going, we got to get tougher questions there.
Right. They're trying to get Leslie Stahl to do something. But so the president leaves, and then brilliantly, he releases the raw videotape. Right. So you can see it for yourself, right. Really putting 60 minutes in a bind because she looks so awful. They come off with the questions. It's just immediately attacking him on the coronavirus, attacking him on everything. And then he says to her, well, what about the Hunter Biden thing? She says, well, it can't be verified. Mm-hmm. And he says, are you trying? And she's, well, no, we're not trying because it's not verified. Well, who's supposed to verify it, you know, when you get right down to it? Then on the other side, the idiot reporter who interviewed Joe Biden, the question she has is, and we're going to break this down, is, you know, is the Hunter Biden laptop thing a Russian disinformation thing? Now, what the heck is he supposed to say? Why, no, actually, my son is a crackhead. And we have all these, the Chinese are blackmailing us. It's not, you know, it's not Russia at all. It's the Chinese blackmailing me. We've been making millions off of these people. I can't believe that got out. No, he's not going to say that. So Thomas, if we can, I want to play. Dan Bongino was on the Fox and Friends folks this morning, and I love Dan Bongino. And let's play the Dan Bongino tape. This is how he kind of broke it down. Please, Thomas.
Do you believe the recent leak of material allegedly from Hunter's computer is part of a Russian disinformation campaign?
From what I've read and know, the intelligence community warned the president that Giuliani was being fed disinformation from the Russians. And we also know that Putin is trying very hard to spread disinformation about Joe Biden. And so when you put the combination of Russia, Giuliani, the president together, it's just what it is. It's a smear campaign because he has nothing he wants to talk about. What is he running on?
Let's bring in Dan Bongino, Fox News contributor and author of the brand new book, Follow the Money, The Shocking Deep State Connections of the Anti-Trump Cabal. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good to be here. Good to see you.
Good to have you here. So I'm sure you watched that full interview last night. And John Ratcliffe has come out and said, I mean, he's the director of national intelligence, said this is not Russian disinformation. What do you say?
The interview was awful. It really was. And it's really getting harder and harder for me by the day to wrap my arms around how much the media outside of this network and some other conservative networks actually doing their homework has flushed their reputations down the toilet bowl. I can't believe history will look back on this moment and not look back in horror at what's going on. Think about this, Ainsley. You have a potential president of the United States. I hope not. I mean, I'm a Republican. I'm not a journalist here. I'm an opinion commentator. I hope Donald Trump wins. But you have a potential president, Joe Biden, who could be in the back pocket of one of the nuclear-powered enemies of the United States and China. This is not a joke. Listen, I was in the intelligence law enforcement surrounded by a field for over a decade of my life. So I'm not going to accept any lectures from journalists who are, you know, 19 and 20 and, you know, got out of journalism school 5 minutes ago. You don't know what you're talking about, so sit down. This is how this works. The Chinese are not stupid. What do you think they were doing in this potential deal with the Bidens for millions of dollars where the big guy, Joe Biden, that's confirmed, was supposed to get 10%? God, serious question, not a joke for the audience. What the hell do you think they were buying? What do you think they were buying? Everybody, let's set a moment of TV silence instead of two count. One, two. What were they buying?
I mean, it's ridiculous. And then we look at the Hunter laptop stuff. We're going to get to that in a second, where it looks like Hunter, the pictures, and hopefully we don't look at them if you haven't, but trust me, they're awful. It's Hunter Biden. It's a sex tape, sex pictures. He's smoking crack. Apparently,
you can handle it.
Well, I don't recommend it, but at any rate, apparently taken, according to an anti-communist TV organization in a club owned by a massive Chinese, investment company, right? And it's in Beijing. And the people on the TV station are saying, all of this is set up. I mean, the Chinese Communist Party has cameras all over the place, right? Well, it's the son of the vice president. Huh, let's bring him in here. Let's have him smoke crack, have sex with prostitutes, maybe teenage girls, according to some report. But it's not verified. And what do we think we're going to do with those pictures? You can tell they're hidden. So let's play then Dan Bongino, the second one, because he gets into this more and just how the reporters break down, and I'll break it down a little bit more afterwards, how awful disgusting the questioning of Joe Biden was. So if we could have more, John, more Bongino.
were they buying? The answer is the Chinese were buying a blackmail file on the potential next president of the United States they knew would run, Joe Biden. Is everybody in the media this stupid? You didn't think, Nora O'Donnell, to ask Joe Biden the two most important questions right now. Are those emails real? And are you the big guy? Nobody thought to ask Joe Biden that? That was not an interview. It was a disgrace to journalism. I'm not kidding.
All he had to do is roll in at least Tony Bobulinski, the Penn State wrestler, who went into the Marines for 4 years and was recruited by the Bidens to be their CEO of this fund, who's came forward and then went to the FBI. Just say, did you meet with him? He is saying this. What do you say? If you have the answers, you love that question. If you don't, you want, is Russia behind this?
And Brian, the thing about Bobulinski is, as a former law enforcement officer, you have two assets here that are just incredible. You have a background that makes him very credible in court, and you have a motive for him to speak out. By the way, I thought it was really bad to attack people who were in the military when it was Vindman. Right?
Yep.
Remember that on the left?
Yep.
You're not allowed to attack his credibility. Everything he says has to be treated like gold. Yet Lieutenant Bobulinski, who was in the military, oh, it's open season on him. That's okay, because you're a leftist and you have no principles. But secondly, the motive for here to speak out here is absolutely perfect. He's apparently a guy who was in on these deals as an insider and feels like he was screwed over. That's not a bad thing. The left is pointing this out like, oh my gosh, he may have had a bad motive and may not like Hunter Biden. No. Once these emails with the Chinese government became public, for those of you not familiar with the story in the Senate report, Bobulinski's like, wait, listen, that deal wasn't supposed to happen.
Right.
Now it looks like the Bidens backdoored Bobulinski too and took the deal. So he's like, all right, I was part of this. Now I'm going to speak out. But of course, the media, no interest whatsoever in entertaining this story, only because it makes Biden not look bad, but look horrendous. Plus,
well, and then here's the thing. I mean, I was a reporter for 30 years. Here's how you do an interview like that. You don't start out as, what is this, a disinformation campaign by the Russians? Because again, what's Joe Biden going to say? No, we're just a crooked family. You guys are missing. No, you start out by just ask him an open-ended question. That's journalism 101. You ask him an open-ended question. What about the laptops? Then you go through and you ask all the questions like they just said. You say, well, you know, was it his laptop? Are those the emails? Did this happen? Right? I mean, it's got your brothers. You go through and you get his answer. But they didn't even try to do that. And yet Donald Trump, Leslie Stahl is going on and on about the coronavirus cases, trying to make it sound like we're all going to die. And then, of course, as the president points out, she's chiding him for not wearing a mask. And she's not wearing a mask, which is not on camera. It's right. So the lies are atrocious. But I got to think this Hunter Biden thing is I hope, starting to hit home. I know you heard Dan Bongino talking about the Bobulinski guy. Well, apparently he's going to be on Tucker Carlson tonight.
For the whole hour. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
What we're told, what we're hearing, he's going to be playing are some tapes that have been made since all of this broke from Biden family operatives begging him to stay quiet. So from what I gather, he's got evidence that is going to prove that the Bidens were in on it and have tried to silence it. And for those
of you—
It
won't make any difference. It won't make the side.
But this is how corrupt they are. So not only is Joe Biden, as vice president, sending his known crack addict, clearly got a lot of sexual dysfunction, son in there, he's setting him up to be doing these international deals. Like the left will say, oh, we can't. You know, you have relatives. Everybody has relatives or addict. Right. But we're not sending them around the world, intervening in foreign affairs and being bagged and raising millions of dollars for us. I mean, Joe Biden is putting his son Hunter in these crucial situations.
Do you think a Democrat cares?
But you would think a Democrat would at least care about their own kids.
Because
I guess
your daughter care? Did she care?
No. She doesn't have any kids.
Well, I know, but she has.
Do they care about Joe Biden?
Yeah.
I guess.
The corruption.
I think it hurts his character. Maybe not. I think it hurts his character. I mean, clearly he's making money. And I think here's the sad part is I think while Joe Biden might have been the poster child for it, I don't think he was the only one in D.C. making that kind of money. Well, you got John Kerry, right? The records show Hunter Biden's business partner was John Kerry's son-in-law. Who at least got out of it.
He said, you know, he's too risk adverse, they said. He wouldn't do it, all the shit stuff that Hunter would do. I mean, if that's the ultimate insult, Unbelievable.
888-627-6008. If you want to call in, 888-627-6008. Folks on Zoom, just go ahead and unmute yourself and come on up. Mark is predicting Trump's sweep. Polls are totally wrong. I believe that because of all the Black people that are supporting Trump, Jim Brown, Candace Owens, Larry Elder, and many, many more. My friends and I will not answer poll questions for any reason. I am mad as hell at the Dems for their corruption. Yeah, you know, speaking of the whole Hunter laptop thing, and the Biden corruption. That's what I was saying to my daughter. She's like, why would you vote for Trump? And she said, you know, he has bankruptcies and this and that. And I said, you know, the corruption level of, I think, not just probably the Democrats, but Republicans as well in Washington, D.C. I think this whole Biden laptop thing exposes all of that, that these people have been forever not representing us, not fighting for the middle class, but instead just using the position to line their pockets. Well, but I think
I thought they were just trying to help.
I know. You're right. They were. I think that that's becoming more and more obvious to more and more people, which is why I think there are more people turning around and supporting Trump.
They used to just shove the money into politicians, but U.S. senators, they would just literally take the money and shove it in their pockets. I mean, it's always been the same. It's not any worse. You just, your eyes, you've been finally woken up to how bad it really is.
You know, I'm going to push back on that a little bit. I think that it has gotten worse with these international global corporations.
More money. There's more money.
Right. There's more money involved. And I think you've got the big tech companies involved. So I think, and you've got journalists now who, again, work for these global corporations who are totally in the tank.
Politicians are the same. The press is worse.
Right. I mean, and there are no watchdogs anymore. I want to go a little bit more, though, into the Hunter, because I got some more videotape to play.
More video.
The Hunter Biden laptop. To catch up to speed, the Gateway, this is a tricky one. And having been in the media for as long as I was on the reporting side of it, this is sort of a situation that they shy away from anyway. We're talking child pornography and child sex assault. These are difficult things to report on, difficult things to get to the truth of, ugly, horrible accusations. So you want to be very careful about it, rightfully so. But I think a lot of the mainstream media is completely shying away from the stuff that we already know Hunter Biden. Keep in mind, the Bidens have not said that the laptop was not Hunter's. They haven't said that the emails aren't true. They haven't said that the texts aren't true.
No one's asked them.
Well, but they just said, but they put out statements just calling it a smear campaign. So on,
that's pretty smart.
On some of these texts, there have been allegations, and it's not clear who, but it seems like it's a family member. Maybe something like that. Keep in mind, this is Hunter Biden's thing. So he's married to his wife for 25 years. They have three grown children. About 2015, as he's kicked out of the Navy for cocaine use, he starts taking up with his brother's widow. And she has some younger kids. She apparently also has some substance abuse issues of her own. They break up in 2019. He then has a love child, so to speak, with a dancer somewhere. Okay.
Stripper.
And then meets his current wife. And they have a baby in April. Yes, and in and around all of this, though, there are these texts and emails that show, I think, a Biden family in crisis and trying to handle
it. Yes,
you've got Hunter Biden sending texts back and forth to his uncle Jim Biden, apparently back and forth with his mom and dad. Kind of looks like Jim Biden is writing interference for Hunter with Joe Biden and Jill Biden. But he's talking about that somebody, relative, won't let him be around teenage girls because he walks around naked in front of them, smoking a crack pipe, and then doing FaceTime kind of calls with pornography, basically, right?
Why would anyone have a problem with that?
Now, again, nobody says, and he's like upset because they don't want him around the kids, right?
Yeah,
now, keep in mind, this is after his wife in the divorce filing said that he was going through all of the family money for drugs and prostitutes, and that he was creating what she called a dangerous and traumatic situation for their children. Doesn't sound like he stopped. But the Gateway pundit has is putting out some of the texts where they're talking about this. And what's important about this, I think, is, again, there's this whole, you'd think the Democrats are the Me Too people, right? You'd think somebody would be like, well, maybe we should look into this, somebody should call the police.
They are so sensitive.
Oh, it's like
so
Jeffrey
decent.
Epstein. It's like, what, is there a problem? What, that, like you said, is there a problem walking around naked in front of teenage girls smoking a crack pipe while you're engaged in a porn call with another girl on FaceTime? It's like, no, I don't see a problem with that. These people are sick. I tell you that. If we could play the laptop tape, the number one laptop tape, then this is the Gateway Pundit on a Steve Bannon interview.
The family is most focused on protecting Hunter rather than getting to the problem. Doesn't he say in these texts that it's just the mother making it up and making up these stories?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Hunter's uncle, Jim Biden, is saying, we both agree with you, Hunter. And we trust you, Hunter. She's spreading what you told me, and I believe you. And these are lies. And so this is what it says in the text messages from his uncle. And it says, and then he ends with, when does your plane arrive? I'll pick you up. I love you, pal. And so they're a family in crisis, but they're all, there's no talk about this poor child who's being abused and how to help her. And it sounds like her mother is the only one who is raising these red flags. It's very disturbing when you read this. I think it's damning information again. And the family is more focused on Hunter than they are on this child.
And then some of the texts go on to reveal where, you know, Hunter, he's constantly asking, calling people up and asking him for money, by the way. And the mother, whoever the mother is disturbed enough about this that she's not letting the kid go to events that Hunter Biden's going to be at. The texts also make it clear that Joe Biden and Jill Biden have intervened in this or have at least discussed this. So if we could play the laptop number two tape, they talk with the child advocate who writes for Breitbart. So we know what her political leanings are, but this is what she has to say about this.
X are an admission against interest. This is damning evidence, both the text last week that we saw where Hunter said, I caused a very unsafe environment for the kids. That's kids plural, Steve, kids plural. The text today that we're seeing are putting Joe Biden in the center of this scandal. In my opinion, my professional opinion, Joe Biden is the center of this scandal. He apparently did not protect these children because, now look at, let's step back. If we look at July 2018, when all these texts are coming about Hunter Biden being dangerous, being unsafe, what does Jim Biden say? Jim blames the victim. My dad, your dad blames the victim. These are all lies. We're going to shove it down her blanking throat. There's a character assassination going on about the apparently mother of this child. What is troubling to me is that it's always killed the messenger. And, you know, the American people understand the dynamics going on in this sexually dysfunctional family. 7 months before Joe announces for president, he's having his whole family blow up. All hell is breaking loose. And what does he do? He protects the predator based on these text messages. Now, that tells us a lot about the character of this man. And that's why I put Joe Biden at the center of this sex scandal as opposed to his son.
See, and I think that's key. Joe Biden himself, Chuck, was the one who said, it's about character. It's about my character. So the stuff about his family, we've got the money stuff on the one side. We've got him sending, you got to wonder what kind of guy repeatedly sends his son, who he knows is troubled, and that's putting it mildly, into these situations to just bring money home to him. I mean, Hunter Biden makes the comments to his kid when he's explaining to her that he doesn't have any money anymore, so he can't keep paying her credit card bills. Hey, at least I'm not going to make you pay half my salary, you know, like pop, like Joe Biden did. I mean, the character of this man who has for years been able to hide behind this kind of bumbling Uncle Joe kind of character, I think is becoming revealed in all of this. And I think, to anyone who will open their eyes to see.
But they're not going to. 60 million people have already voted.
Well, I think it's been kind of coming. I don't know. Will it have a difference? I don't know. You got to wonder. I don't know if there are any undecided voters out there. Do they decide on character? I think, though, do you think this will go away if he's elected?
Sure. Because the press will get rid of it.
Chuck, we're not going to let you talk. You're being too depressing. You're being too depressing anymore.
Sorry. Well, what do you think New York Times is going to be covering? You think the FBI is going to be covering it? No,
we have Ray with the FBI who sat on it.
Who's had this for almost a year.
He's
had it since last December and didn't even tell Trump. I mean,
yeah, I think they told the Bidens, though, because the Bidens have been trying to cover it up.
Oh, sure, they told the Bidens.
So that's the thing. To me, it seems like there's a clear choice. If you want somebody who's going to fight, which we all know on this show, but if you want somebody who's going to fight for the middle class, who's going to fight to make the American economy continue to recover, who maybe says bad things in tweets, and who is maybe more aggressive on a debate stage than some people would like, well, then you vote for Donald Trump. If you want the corruption of the swamp to not just continue, can you imagine... You know, if Trump loses, the swamp will reign supreme because they will change the rules. There will never be a Republican elected again. Mm-hmm. I think at a national, you know, they'll completely control things. And the swamp, what we're seeing with the Bidens, it'll just... I mean, no one's even going to pretend not to do it anymore. Why on earth would they? They will have shown all of us stupid middle-class people that we don't matter. Meanwhile, they're going to make us all wear masks. They're going to lock us in our house because the Democrat governors say, oh, the numbers are really bad. It's like, no, they're not really bad. I am upset because there is so much at stake. The more I learn... I bought the big lie that Joe Biden, you know, maybe at least is a nice guy.
You bought that lie?
Yeah, he is not a nice man.
Never has been.
Not a nice man at all. He's a kind of man who, to cover up for his own political sake, back in 2018, he was hot on the campaign trail and raising money for his soon-to-be-announced presidential run. But he was also crisscrossing the country for Democrat candidates in 2018. That's when all of those texts are being brought up. No one says to Hunter Biden, now Hunter, it's not right to walk around naked, engaged in sex acts when there are 14-year-old girls around, let alone smoking crack. I mean, nobody said they're all like, oh, these people are lying. They're being so mean to you, Hunter. I mean, and nobody is, you know, I mean, he's taking all this money from China, from Ukraine, from who knows where, just everywhere Russia.
Mayor's wife $3.5 million. Why is he always running out of money with $3.5 million?
Well, because he's got to give it all to Joe. it's just appalling. And I mean, we've seen political families with scandals before, but it is ironic. I mean, nothing like this, you know, nothing like the Biden family corruption, nothing like the, I mean, why the police aren't investigating Hunter Biden, I don't know.
It's the Delaware police and they're in their back pocket. The other is the FBI. You think the FBI is an honest, decent, honorable group?
Well, and he talks about that, you know, she said I was sexually inappropriate with a teenage girl. Here's a clue. Being sexually inappropriate with a teenage girl who's not old enough, is not at the age of consent, that's a crime. It's not inappropriate. Inappropriate might be if you tell a potty joke or something like that. But if you're sexually inappropriate with teenagers, that's a crime, right? And so they're not in... I don't know. It does get me upset that nobody's looking into it. And this guy could become president.
He will, yeah. He's probably favored to be president right now.
Yeah. So anyway, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008.
Let's hear from Don in Colorado Springs. Hey, Don.
Good afternoon, people.
Yay.
You talk about the face masks. I mean, it is becoming a statement of virtue signaling. And I don't know if you got my email or I don't know if you looked at it, but the heavy metal band Five Finger Death Punch has released a music video for the tune Living the Dream.
Oh, I saw the email. I didn't open it. What is it, a parody or what is it?
It is. Well, it's not really a parody, but it's a serious single, but it does show several different groups, The Walking Dead, old out superheroes. But the part I want to draw attention to is that you have people wearing face masks and you have this lady who apparently is wearing a red button declaring her exempt with a yellow star.
Oh, You know, they all say we should all walk around and just say, "Hey, we're exempt. We don't need to wear it." Yeah. Oh, so what do you think, Don? How are you feeling going? I mean, we're, you know, next Tuesday's election day. How are you feeling?
I'm going to agree with Peter that the wind's behind Trump's back, but I'm not going to hold my breath for anything. I mean, anything is possible. I do agree with Peter that Cory Gardner screwed the pooch and hit Hickenlooper hard, and Colorado still has a love affair with that guy.
Yeah, I have a feeling. I mean, Hickenlooper was never all that popular on the Western Slope, but they don't need the Western Slope. And
you're probably right. And that one girl that's getting hit for her restaurant thing, and
Lauren Boebert,
QAnon, you know, which I'm not paying too much attention to, but I know what it's all about. You know, I mean, I don't know how she's caught up in that.
You know, I think that here's the thing, what the left is doing is they just keep asking her about it. And I think like they asked Donald Trump, he's like, "I don't know. I don't really know what it is," which I think is what she said also. She's like, "Well, I've heard of it, but
it's all BS." I mean, they invented it. Well, quasi invented it. And then they just hit her with it. Every question. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And
meanwhile, they don't really care about this movie that Netflix put out called Cuties.
Exactly.
Well, no, they think that's just Jim Dandy.
They think that's a great movie. I mean, I watched the movie, and you know what? They shot all the suggestive scenes with those 11-year-old French girls. And I mean, you know, if it's about, you know, dealing with it and, you know, trying to confront the issue and all of that, fine, but it doesn't look like that to me, especially if you're shooting it in a way that gets certain people in the audience excited.
Exactly. Right. And I tell you what, Don, once again, I did a bunch of stories on this kind of stuff. That's the point. Okay. The point is that's the audience they're pandering to. And that's the audience that they're trying to get. And it's sick what they're doing with our kids.
I'm not Mr. Perfect. I may have said some things and all of that, but 11-year-olds, that's kind of a line you're crossing. I mean, at least I try to go find adults. I mean, legal adults.
Exactly. Hey, Don, thank you for the call. You too.
Good. Same to you. Let's go to Johnny on line four. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, this seems like a good deja vu, good payback for Joe for putting all those men in jail for drug use, while Joe had the money, to keep covering up what his son was into.
He had no compassion.
Yeah, he had no compassion. And now, you know, with Trump saying you've been in there for 47 years. Why haven't you did these things now? And Joe's talking so compassionate, like it should be drug treatment, it should be a diversion from prison. But why didn't he think about that?
Yeah, 94.
8 years he was there with Obama.
Before that, I said, no, you're right. I think that was some of the best. I think that's a good message that Trump is driving home well. It's like, why would you believe Joe Biden's been in politics for almost, you know, a half century. And if he really wanted to do any of the things he's talking about, he certainly has had an opportunity
The 94 Act just threw everybody in jail. And he was, you know, that's where he got his super predator statement, everything else. I mean,
yeah.
Well, it's hard. It's hard not to find. You know, go ahead, Johnny.
No, I was looking at the difference between like Harris and him. Now, I don't know, okay, because I'm visually impaired. He just sounds evil.
Yes.
Yes.
So, you know, he can put on that really like, I'm your drinking buddy, but she just sounds evil.
Wicked.
I don't know if she looks that way.
Nobody liked her during the primary, right? She was losing in the primary, even in her own state, California. So what, and for all the reasons that you just said. So, hey, so final question for you, Johnny, and then we'll let you go. How do you feel? How do you feel looking at next Tuesday?
Well, I feel pretty good. I have a feeling that their numbers are not right. And I feel it's going to be like, even closer to a left side. And let's say he lost in Colorado by 4 points. I think if he does lose Colorado, it's going to only be by 1 point this year. So that's my prediction for next Tuesday.
Okay, Johnny.
Well, I'll do the analysis after that. Thank you. Thank you, Johnny, for calling in. 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. If you want to call in or if you're on Zoom and listening, go ahead and unmute yourself.
Now, Julie, do you have any of the Leslie Stahl ones?
No, I didn't. Wasn't able to pull those. I'm still learning all the editing stuff. But she was mean to Trump. And I mean, it was clearly biased. I'd be curious to see what their numbers are. Be curious to see how many people watch the 60 Minutes interview version of it versus Trump's version of it. That'd be kind of interesting to see. I don't know. You look around, the numbers for the World Series are down. The NBA numbers were abysmal. The NFL numbers are horrible. Even when Biden and Harris, there's nobody at their events, like almost literally, I was watching Cher. This was pathetic. I felt bad for Cher, if only she wasn't such an idiot. There were like four people there. They had Bon Jovi. Literally, there were more pumpkins on the stage behind him, like seven, than there were people in the audience. They clearly can't draw people. Now, I don't know what the strategy would be. I guess they hold it trying to get media coverage, but and they don't expect anybody to show up. Or, I don't know, but keep in mind.
Usually they could, they can get the Hillary Clinton people.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton. Remember, she couldn't get anybody either.
Yeah, well, she got thousands.
She had real rock concerts, right? Yeah. She had Bruce Springsteen out there, people like that. I don't know. Hey, we got Barney on line two. Hey, Barney, thanks for calling.
Come on, Julie. Come on, Chuck. How are you guys?
Come on, man.
Come on. Hey, I told you he sounded like white trash. I'm pretty sure that's family. Yeah, that's pretty much white trash. Personally, you'd love to say, so when my daughter, her baby died of SIDS, and the cops smarted off to me, and I just told him, I said, if I thought my daughter for 1 second had done something, I'd have had her by her throat at the police department, which they would have arrested me and, for kidnapping or whatever. But the fact is, I know you would want to kill somebody in your family if this happened, but the truth is, a lot of these kids don't get protected by the grandfather's doing something and everybody just hides it under the rug. But, it's like, this is kind of sweet revenge. Joe thinks it's okay to walk up to women and sniff their hair.
Right.
They're just twisted. And I would not have been naked 30 years ago in front of my ex-wife, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Wouldn't have happened. But these people are sick and, it is what it is. But let me take it easy, Donnie. It's going to be fine. Even though Don is the one that's worried, Trump is going to get – these crowds aren't coming from nowhere. Trump's getting reelected, and there's going to be a lot of cheating and a lot of shenanigans, a lot of malarkey after the election.
Yeah, that's right.
It's going to be a home run. Rock stars can't even get these kind of people to show up.
Right. And the rock stars are older than Joe Biden, right? I mean, it's like –
Exactly. Yeah, I don't think – I know he's going to lose Colorado. Yes, Corey's gone. And by the way, I disagree with George. I think Diana Bush is going to beat her. This is a blue state. I think it's over with. And not because of just Cory Gardner. We'll see if I'm right or wrong. I don't care. But yeah. Trump doesn't win Colorado, which is fine. Corey's toast. And so's Lauren. I have a feeling. It's just don't kill the messenger. But I do love you guys. And it's going to get good. When are you going to have Ted on, for crying out loud?
Wednesday. He's
coming on Wednesday.
Ted's coming. He was going to come on today.
Good. I'll be calling back.
All right. Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, Julie.
All right. Bye, guys. No, Ted is on Wednesday. Thanks, Barney. Appreciate the call.
Good. Let's go.
Come on, Julie. Love you.
Okay, come on.
Let's go to Bill on line four. Hey, Bill.
I've been watching you guys since you started this podcast, and Chuck's always leaning back with a morose look on his face. But today, Louis imploding, and he's laughing and smiling. He thinks he's the greatest player in the world.
I told you, Chuck was giddy after the debate. Yeah. So Chuck is feeling for Chuck very optimistic.
Yes.
Well, how about you?
Cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
Cautiously. I got to Colorado. I'm Chuck's age. I'm 70 years old. I got to Colorado in 1964. Moved to 88th and Lowell.
You're right next to us. You're right down. Well, you're a rock star.
I probably,
from this.
Yeah, I probably played in your backyard before your house was there.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
I've become increasingly discouraged with the state of things. I had a business here in Colorado. I did pretty well. The state's very good to all of us economically over the last 40 years. But I'm ready to give up, guys. I mean, I really am. I'm ready to go to a more freedom-oriented state. You know, Polis went to the fire line for the first time this weekend.
Yeah.
And what does he do? Rather than compliment these guys and try to give them a heads up over what they've been going through with these fires, these firefighters, he uses the opportunity to say, well, you know, if you'd listen to me about global warming, none of this would have happened. That's basically what he said. And it makes me sick.
Yeah.
It makes me sick. I mean, I don't know. I don't know that I can live here anymore. I live 1 mile on the other side of Boulder County. And I go to Boulder County every day, and you get lectured, and people take liberties with you. They feel like they can tell you how to live, and they just feel like it's their duty. It's a moral imperative to them.
Right.
Tell you how to live. I'll tell you what, guys, if it weren't for you and Tucker Carlson, I think I'd lose my mind.
Well, that's pretty good company. We'll take that.
Hang in there. You hang in there with us. I know it's easy to get discouraged, but you can't stop fighting. I guess maybe that's the way I should put it. Right. You can't stop fighting.
Yeah, but I'm 70. Yes, I can.
Oh, you're only as old. You got to see Julie McCallum.
Yeah,
let's go see Julie McCallum.
Sure, you know, I thought about that, but
okay.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling. Hang in there.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, bye. All right, how we got?
What? Charlene.
Charlene. Hey, Charlene. Come on, Charlene.
Hey, hi there. Oh, yeah, Julie, I'm so glad you're back. And I missed you the last couple of days. But anyway, yes, I watched Trump's version on Facebook, and I shared it with different Facebook pages. It was so good. At the beginning, he said, "Now, you're going to be fair with me, aren't you, Leslie?" She goes, oh, yes. He said, "Now, be sure and be fair with me." He said it like 10 times. And then she said, "But now I am going to ask you some hard questions." And he said, "But not any harder than what you would ask Joe Biden, right?" And so it's just, he was classic Trump. So it's worth a watch. And also, I would not watch Leslie Stahl, that rat swamp rat, and inch up her ratings for anything in the world. And, you know, watching anything that contributes to their ratings. And you know, one thing, you mentioned something earlier that triggered me, Julie, was don't watch these things that we don't want to support. And I think these boycotts are working because the third quarter earnings for Netflix are down.
I saw that.
And there was an article. Yes. Uh-huh, there was an article, and the subscriptions are down.
Like,
and there was an article that
they're not limited. Excuse me, they're not just down a little bit. I think they were down like 800%.
How can you be down 800%?
It was down huge. Before. I mean, when you looked on the graph, it was like the red is just dipped below. You know,
right. The
red went way down for the last quarter, and so I think it was the cuties video, and you know, just other things that were paying Obama's salary because Obama works for Netflix, so. I'm just all for, you know, not supporting these people who don't support our values. And also, I just want to say, you know, Backbone Radio, Matt Dunn was talking about what is going to be the October surprise. And, you know, they're working at separate angles. But I'm just concerned they're going to do something to shut down the polling stations. And so and that's what Republicans love to do.
Charlene, that's why I read that tweet from the city of Denver, right? Denver's like, oh, it's not working. We may have to put in the lockdown order where you have to stay at home.
Exactly. And you may know about this. There was something where they put Adams County on a level three.
Level three.
The cases had gone up.
Right.
And so they'll just pick and choose precincts. I don't know if they're that sophisticated, but encourage everyone to get your vote into the box, the drop-off box.
Well, no, exactly, because
you go in.
I think today is the last day. I mean, I don't think there's a coincidence that Jen, I mean, I don't mean to be so conspiracy theory oriented, but Jenna Griswold, Secretary of State, tweets out today, it's the last day that you can mail your ballot, that you can leave it in your mailbox.
Right.
And have it picked up. And then the city of Denver says, oh, we may have to lock you, go back down to a stay, not safer at home, but a stay at home order.
Yeah, but you can still put them in those drop off boxes. You know,
oh, not if you can't leave your home, Charlene. I agree with you. You can't. And don't anybody listen to those idiots, because it's none of it is necessary. That's where we need to revolt. But I think a lot of it is they're trying to scare people, yeah, and they're trying to keep people in their homes.
Yes.
It's
a weapon. They'll bring it out anytime they want to use it. It's a big weapon for them.
Right.
But I think we're going to win it if I'm hoping that if there's any, going back polling stations, that people will call the Trump lawyers and get it straightened out. I'm thinking Trump's got a big plan for all that, and we're going to make it.
And you know what's good, Charlene? I think, and this is why, among other reasons, Donald Trump has just been so critical, because hopefully, and I think as things go as planned, Amy Coney Barrett will be sworn in today. So some of these cases that are going to go up to the Supreme Court, you know, they're not going to be decided by a Ruth Bader Ginsburg, right? Or by a John Roberts.
Exactly.
Can you imagine how Roberts feels? When he said, no, I wouldn't be able to today go over there. And Tom said, oh, no problem. I'll serve him.
Sometimes you just have to believe that divine intervention is on your side.
Right.
Because there's just too much positive energy with us that we can't let it be stolen.
I agree. That's Charlene, thank you for calling. Always love hearing from you.
Take care, Charlene.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I think, there is a positive energy. Now, who knows how that translates? I am, like Charlene and almost everybody else, worried that the Democrats, the October surprise isn't going to be something bad about Trump. Right. I mean, what are they going to do? They've been making stuff up. They've been throwing stuff at Trump forever. Right. They're not going to.
They'll close down all the polls in rural areas.
Yeah. I mean, so that's not going to be it. I think the Republicans, October surprise, I think there's going to be a steady drip, drip, drip of stuff coming out of the Hunter Biden laptops. I think it's going to be interesting. You know, Tucker Carlson isn't paying us. But he's going to have this Bobulinski guy.
He could if he wanted to.
He could if he wanted to.
He wouldn't object.
On his show, who apparently has tapes of Biden family operatives calling him, begging him to be quiet and not go public.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is what you get, Biden family. Hello. So let's keep in mind, this is how corrupt they are. So they work up corrupt deal number one over here with Bobulinski, right? He's not corrupt, but they bring him in to be the CEO so Hunter Biden can make introductions and funnel the money to Joe Biden. But then they decide that's not enough money. And then like,
we
got to
cut out
Bobulinski.
Let's
just cut him out and go straight to getting loans that you don't have to pay back from the Chinese. And so Bobulinski is like, wait, what? He's like, they did that? Because when you read the emails, he was complaining all along. He's like, why is Hunter Biden here? He's not even doing anything. And they're writing back, it's the name. He's like, okay, fine. But, you know, he's a crack addict. We've had problems with him. And they're like, I know, but we got to put up with him. So he puts up with Hunter Biden and then finds out the Bidens, the corrupt deal number one isn't good enough. They have to up the ante with corrupt deal number two and cut this guy out trust it. And so he's doubly upset about the whole thing. But he's got the emails. He's got the letters. So we'll see. I think it's starting to fall apart for them. But Chuck, my concern though is at the polls. I think they're going to try to use this coronavirus. I think absolutely.
They will. They got an incredible amount of early votes in. I mean,
a lot of Democrat votes in.
There was unbelievable amount of early voting.
In Denver, in Colorado,
around
the country.
Yes.
Okay.
60% of the vote. The Democrats have already voted. I mean, it's amazing how much they, without it all, you know, seeping out,
Here's what I think, though. If I don't think there's a single Republican who's going to be fooled by saying, oh, you have to stay at home and you can't vote.
Well, shoot them. We've already seen them do that. You know, Channel 9's willing to kill you.
Well, that's a good point. Well, that was self-defense.
That's right.
Here's the update on that, guys, if you haven't been paying attention. So there was a bond hearing, as I predicted, on Friday. His defense attorneys gave two kind of lines of defense. Clearly, we're going to hear self-defense. She's quoting the idiot Jeremiah Elliott, the guy who was the Antifa thug who was celebrating another Trump supporter, another white supremacist being killed. She's saying, hey, he called him a hero. The Renai News reporter said, you say, or producer said, you saved your life. So there's clearly self-defense. Something else she was hinting at, though, and I won't get into all the technical stuff, but I think she's going to try to say that he didn't mean to pull the trigger. I think there's going to be an argument about that the trigger, however that works, the pull was so light that he didn't mean to, that something was screwed up. So I think that's going to be the defense. She was arguing he's now at a $500,000 bond, which is high. She was arguing, though, that the bond be reduced down to $25,000 to $50,000. And then the prosecutor came back and said, no, $100,000 is the lowest that it should go.
Right, for second-degree murder.
For second-degree murder. And he said, this is not a self-defense case. We have the evidence to show that this was not self-defense. He said, clearly, that's an issue for the jury. But he said, we do not believe that the evidence indicates this is a self-defense case, and therefore he should be held on the higher bond.
Well, he's going to rule today, wouldn't he?
Well, the judge said he'd rule sometime this week. This is my read between the lines. We'll see if I'm correct. But the judge said something I thought was interesting. He said there were a bunch of other motions that were just sort of technicalities. He said it wouldn't make that much difference. He's already been in jail 14 days. It wouldn't make that much difference if I rule on Monday or Wednesday or Thursday. He wants to get it right.
Right.
Well, it would make a difference if you're sitting in jail. So my guess is the judge is going to lower the bond, but not to the point where Matthew Dolev can bond out. We'll see about that. But
well, Matthew Dolev may not, but you got all the other lefties willing to.
That's a tricky one. Who knows? Who knows who's going to come to his aid? But right. Anyway, that's my guess on that, and that's the update on that. We'll keep you posted on that story as that unfolds too.
And Synergenics, finished my diet on Friday. Now I'm the maintenance provision. I'm 58 pounds. But I've got to lose another 35, get closer to that 100 pound in a year.
Yikes.
Part of that is, I'm also in a great exercise regimen that June McCallum's come up with. So I'll be lifting some weights.
There you go. So give her a call. Want the number?
Yeah.
720-387-3681. 720-387-3681. Julie McCallum at Synergenics. Tell them Chuck and Julie sent you. Hey, that's going to wrap it up for us today. Ted Trimpa on Wednesday.
Sorta Soros
will be with us. Remember that, please, we'd love to have you watch us and subscribe to us on YouTube. And you can catch all of the podcasts at chuckandjulie.com. And also, I did put up our picks for the ballots, for the statewide ballot issues. So if you want to see what we have to say, all you do is go under. There's a little thing at the top that just says news. So thank you to everybody today for calling in. Thank you for everybody watching on Zoom.
I appreciate Bill comparing us, or at least along with Tucker Carlson.
You use us in the same sentence. Hey, yes. And thank you to Thomas and all the great guys at BBS. We'll see you Wednesday.
Take care.